Thank you. So this morning we're going to continue on with our series. We've been looking and doing freedom in Christ as a community. So we're going to start off with a little bit of a quiz. Okay. So the quiz is, I'm going to show you two pictures. One of them is real and one of them is AI. And you are going to have to use your wisdom of which one is real and which one is not. So the first one, I'm going to give you a second. So if you think the picture on the left is AI, put your hand up now. Okay, hands down. And if you think the picture on the right is AI, put your hands up now. Ooh. This one here on the left is AI. The one on the right, the one with much more detailed patterns, is the real frog. Okay, round two. Are we ready? We've got this group of kids, two groups of kids. Take it all in. Okay. If you think the one on your left is AI, put your hand up now. AI on the left. Okay, hands down. And if you think it's AI on the right, put your hand up. So there's a clue in this one. The angle of this paintbrush. This one is the AI. The one on the right is AI. No, interesting. Now this one might be the hardest one. Okay. Oh, yes. Can you believe one of these is actually AI? Okay. So, for those who think the one on the left is AI, put your hands up. And who thinks the one on the right is AI? The one on the right is real. The left one is the artificial intelligent one. Oh no, who got all three of them right, curiously? Oh, we've got some good AI spotters in the building this morning. I must admit, that wasn't my own. I did find it from the Britannica Education website. But if you put it in Google, they've got a whole quiz and you can go through. There's a number of them. So who found that easy? You can nod or you can shake. Do you know, the world's view of truth can be really hard for us to see. You know, in culture, truth actually changes within society. You know, it depends on us personally. My truth, your truth. Have you ever heard people say, but this is my truth? No? Oh, I have. I definitely have. Or have you ever heard someone advise someone else, live your truth? Have you ever heard that? Yeah. And sometimes it's emotional as well. So, oh, I'm feeling really sad. So the situation must be a sad situation. And that must be true. Nothing else can be said about it. That is truthful. The problem, though, with the world's view of truth is that it changes. There's changing of opinions. And that change cannot produce eternal truth. The world has a pattern. There's relative truth, so dependent on an individual, their perspective, where they're at, their culture, their time, the context. We've got a society that's very self-centred living. People that are after instant gratification, or there's moral compromise or acceptance over holiness. And Paul addresses this in Romans 12:2, and I'm going to encourage us all to read it together, okay? Do not, is it up there? Yeah, we're going to read the ESV one together. That's probably helpful to say. Okay. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And then I also wanted to put up the New Living Translation because I think it's helpful when we're studying the Bible to look at different translations to help us understand it better. So let's read the NLT together as well, okay? Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So this idea of conforming, I like to think of it as a bit like a jelly mold. It means being pressed, being pushed into a desired shape or being. And here Paul is warning us that the world will try and squish us into the popular ways of thinking and behaving. And these ways are actually in rebellion to God. The world wants us to conform to its ungodly patterns and ways. But instead, the Bible teaches us that we are to be transformed. Say that with me. Transformed. So that is the complete opposite of being conformed. You're being transformed. And it comes from the ancient Greek word meaning a changed form. So lots of people, when you think of transformation, use a picture of a butterfly because it starts out as a caterpillar and it becomes a butterfly. Completely changed nature. Same creature, but different life. Corinthians 5:17 says that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. And this is the same word, transformed, that is used in Mark as well, Mark chapter 9, to describe Jesus when he has his transfiguration. So that was when Jesus took his mates, Peter, James and John, up the mountain. Yeah, and he became transformed. He became fully radiant, and Moses and Elijah rocked up, and God declared that Jesus was his beloved son. And this battleground between conformation and transformation happens in the mind. And as believers of God, as Christians, we need to allow God to transform us into a new person by changing the way we think. So how can we be transformed on the inside? You know, the other place where Paul uses this same Greek word for transformed is in 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. When we behold the face of God, when we seek him and we spend time in his glory, it transforms us. It transforms our mind and our heart. And transformation happens through different ways. So I'm going to go through them. So the first one, prayer. How much conversation, you don't have to answer me now, just to reflect on, how much conversation are you in with God? Think about every moment of your day. How much conversation are you in with him? You know, there's so many scriptures in the Bible which you can go and search up that reference talking to God. It teaches us how to pray, when to pray. You know, how can we be people that are transformed by God if we don't know his voice and if we're not spending time with him? How do you know your friends so well? You spend time with them. You're in conversation with them. You get to the place of comfortable silence where you just enjoy being in the company with the other person. We need to be people who speak to God. Scripture. How can we challenge what we think we know as truth if we don't know the truth of the Bible? Jesus himself declares in John 17 to God that his word is truth. So how can we align ourselves with truth if we don't know what's true in the first place? We need to be people who read our Bibles. Not just listening, to talks and podcasts, but actually reading it for ourselves. Worship. Everything we do, everything we eat, we drink, how we are at work, when we're just being, how we parent, we should do it all for the glory of God. Our response to people and different situations should glorify God. That's a hard one to swallow sometimes, isn't it? How are my actions? Are they glorifying God? Did I respond to that person in a loving manner like God would, or did I let my anger get a hold of me? We need to be people who worship and glorify God with all of our beings, in every single location, in every single circumstance. Community, Christian community. Doing things alone can be really hard. Has anyone heard of body doubling? No? So there's a whole thing currently in society whereby people invite a friend over, even just to be in the same room, to give them a bit of accountability to get work done. So my sister, she sometimes sends me a picture of her living room and says, keep me accountable. And then I'll get another message in half an hour or an hour, but she'll find it better to talk to me about it, to then be more willing to do something. It can be hard to motivate ourselves, can't it? So having a friend that goes, oh, come on, let's do this together, is what God intended for each of us. God made us for community. And when we're around other Christians, they help to strengthen us and refine us. It's not just one party flourishing, it's both. So I want to invite you to look to the person next to you and say, we need you. And then turn the other way and tell the other person, we need you. We each need each other. We do. We need each other. Especially when we're at our lowest and the most moaniest and grumpiest. We sometimes need that extra motivational kick from someone else, don't we? We need each other. And then obedience to God. When we die to our sinful ways of the world and choose to live a life that glorifies God, it shifts our priorities. We put the importance back on God first, above everything else. And when we repeatedly behave in this way, we make godly choices, it changes our habits. You know, at first it can be a bit hard, can't it, to change a habit. But actually, over time, these changes become part of our character. You know, it's the God changes. And as we do what God has asked us to do, even when we don't have full understanding, that's definitely sometimes been my way of God talking to me, when we act in faith, it builds our confidence and our trust in Him. And Jesus says, if we love him, we are to keep his commandments. And this kind of obedience, it comes from a closeness and a love that we have for Jesus. And this transformation comes by the renewing of your mind. So renewal means replacing lies with the truth. Thinking biblically instead of culturally. But I've always thought that way, Bex. Well, yeah, you might have. But now is a time to allow God's word to reshape perspective. God is so incredible. He's been so thoughtful in the design of us. And one of the things that he's made in each of us, in our mind, is, you can say it with me because it's a really cool word, neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity.
Yes. So brain plasticity. So our brains are able to change. They're able to reorganize. It's able to rewire itself throughout your life. You know, it's not a fixed organ. It constantly forms and creates new connections and drops old ones based on your experience. How cool is that? We can actually rewire our brains by changing the way that we think. And that's not just me making it up. There's a whole science around it. You can do your own research in your own time. But it is fascinating. It is fascinating. You know, the battle is in the mind. The enemy loves to attack our identity, our purpose, our morality, our thoughts, our worth, and our truth. And so we need to be conscious of these things and practically do things to help us renew our mind daily. So scripture, the word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The Bible leads us in the way of truth. And this is something daily we need to get in a good habit of. We need to look after what we're consuming, not just physically, but what we let into our eyes and our minds. There's so much out there that wants our attention, that wants our focus, and we need to be disciplined and go, actually, is that really helping me right now? Is that helping me to glorify God or not? We can be people who pray before decisions. Let God partner with us in our journey rather than having him as an afterthought. We can test our ideas against God's word. You know, you might be feeling, oh, I'm so timid. Oh, I'm so fearful. But actually, God calls us to be bold and courageous. You might have moments where you feel really low and unloved. What does the Bible have to say about that? That you are chosen, that you are loved, and that Jesus died for you. And we need to continue to surround ourselves with godly influence. In Philippians 4:8, it reads, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honourable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." As we are transformed on the inside, the proof will be able to be seen on the outside. And the last bit of this verse, that by testing, you may discern what the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. When the mind is renewed, discernment increases. When the mind is renewed, wisdom grows. When the mind is renewed, confusion decreases. God's direction becomes clearer. And God is so opposite of that. He brings clarity. He brings peace. He brings purpose and holiness. And we all have a choice. We can either live in a mirror maze. Anyone been in a mirror maze? Anyone bash their head in a mirror maze? We can either live with confusion, with society and culture telling us to go one way and us banging into a mirror, constantly shifting and changing and lulling us into this false idea of truth, or we can live beholding the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, having an identity that comes from Christ and not culture. Not letting trends determine convictions. Being daily transformed, helping us to reflect Jesus. The world says, truth changes. Jesus says he is the truth, and the truth sets people free. So I've got some questions for us to now spend some time reflecting on. So if you want to sit round together, form some groups, and then we will come back and we will pray together. So just for anyone listening online, the questions are you being conformed or transformed? What lies have you been believing that need transforming? And what do you need to put in place to help you be renewed daily? So spend some time with the people around you, and we'll come back together in a bit. Okay, sounds like some great conversations have been going on. We're going to... come back together and pray. And then I want to encourage you, keep having those conversations. Pick up where I've just interrupted you. I don't know if you want to stand with me. And I'm going to pray for us all. Yeah, mighty God, thank you that we can come together as your people and glorify you and worship you. And Lord, I pray that you would help each of us to surrender our worldly thinking. God, would you help renew each of our minds? Would you help us remember our identity of being a new creation in you? Help us to live in that fullness and that freedom. And Lord, I just want to commit myself to living by your truth instead of culture standards again. Lord, transform my mind so that I can live according to your truth and not the pattern of this world. Amen.